Hello and welcome to my presentation about OpenSUSE on the mainframe. I am Sarah Kriesch. Many of you know me as the translation coordinator in the past. Last year I have changed to the S390X port as I'm a maintainer and member of the release engineering team. I will tell you something about the future of community distributions on IBM C, because we have achieved a lot in the last year. And our agenda is at first about mainframes and the S390X architecture. What is that? Then we will come to OpenSUSE Tumbleweed for S390X. That is a little bit about the history and what is going on. When we come to the important topic, OpenSUSE Leap 15.3 for S390X, that is the first stable release for C architecture by us. Then we will come to containers for S390X, what we are doing there and what do we want to achieve there. And that is an important topic for coming to the future of community distributions. Our plan here and what we want to achieve in the future. A mainframe is a large high performance computer system. Some people are calling that big endians, and that is used for mission critical applications. Banks are using such systems as examples, and thousands of VMs can run on one system. On the right side, you can see such an IBM system with the name Linux One. That is a special a mainframe with Linux configurations, and it comes from the IBM C series. Therefore, there exists IBM C and the Linux One, which is only the same for Linux systems. Such systems exist since 1964, and then we will come to the history of the S390X architecture. S390X is the architecture for IBM C and Linux One. The first IBM mainframe system was the ES9000, and that was introduced in 1990. Then IBM has changed the name to System S390 in the middle of 1990. That was the IBM 3090 system, so you can see that a little bit in the architecture name with the system history. That was specified for the 32-bit architecture. And afterwards, they said we want to introduce the 64-bit architecture. We add the X at the end, so the 64-bit architecture for the mainframe is the S390X, and that has been introduced in the 2000 years. OpenSUSE is a part of the C-Linux family, and there exist other special operating systems for IBM C. There are COS, CVSE, CTPF, and CVM. CVM can be used for Linux too. There's another virtual machine system parallel to KVM on the C architecture. Then we come to C Linux. There are multiple runnable Linux distributions for IBM C and Linux One. You can see all the runnable Linux distributions there. Enterprise distributions are SUSE Linux Enterprise, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, and Ubuntu. and communities, as we are doing, that are creating their Linux distributions for S390X2, and there are OpenSUSE, Fedora, Debian, and Alpine Linux. OpenSUSE Tumbleweed exists for S390X since 2016. Berthold Gunnreben has announced that in the past, and that is a good choice for development on mainframes for the future because of all the latest packages, and that you can and Tumbleweed is a good choice for development. So we would recommend that for the development in the future. Afterwards, we have to say, since this year we have got our first stable release, OpenSUSE Leap 15.3 for S390X. So you can run servers and everything else with a stable base, and you can we have got the possibility to use the Linux One Community Cloud with OpenSUSE, because you can change from slash to OpenSUSE then. You need only to upgrade your VM then. Then we will come to the future with containers on IBMC. You can see all the technologies here. We have got Podman, Docker, Kubernetes, our own OpenSUSE cubic symbol, and Rancher. Most base things as Docker, Podman, and Kubernetes are running on IBM C systems since some years, and we want to continue that with our S390X port too. One example is OpenSUSE Cubic for S390X, what we want to achieve. OpenSUSE Cubic is a container platform by OpenSUSE that exists since some years. We have got successful builds in OBS now. Our to-dos there are manual test deployments in mainframe environments where it is working. So we need some volunteers who want to test it. Then we have to enable our tests in OpenQA for OpenSUSE Cubic, that will receive automated tests. But we will come to an important topic now. What is with container images for S390X? As a base, we can use OpenSUSE Cubic. So we have got OpenSUSE as a base, and OpenSUSE Cubic as our Kubernetes platform. There is a problem. Docker Hub does provide only a limit of container images for S390X, because we were not allowed to publish our container images public container registries. What exists besides of that? There is Quay.io by Red Hat. IBM is working together with Red Hat with OpenShift, so there are some container images for S390X, but that is not public. Therefore, we thought about our solution that our users can use container images for S390X. There is a possibility to use OpenSUSE container images created by us. we have got registry.openSUSE.org. That is a container registry by OpenSUSE, and we provide multi-arch container images. On this way, OBS is building continuously container images based on OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. It is planned to do that for OpenSUSE Leap in the coming year too. So we can provide OpenSUSE Tumbleweed images and in the future OpenSUSE Leap based images. Here you can see the GitHub repository for our container images. Our plan is that we work together with our companies and create our own container images, so you can use all container platforms with public container images for S390X at the end. We will work together with the other architectures as ARM and Power People and x86 people that we create multi-arch container images. Afterwards, we want my plan is that we will work together with the other Linux communities so we can so that we will have got a future in the IBMC world. Let's build our own images, I can only say. Take a VM in the Linux One Community Cloud, install Docker, and adapt existing x86 container images with OpenSUSE, replace the base image, add the zipper commands instead of the other things, and test them with the Docker build command. What will happen then? You will have situations to receive illegal instructions. Replace these hidden commands with alternative commands and test it afterwards on your x86 system, your laptop in your case, whether it is running there too, and then you can commit that. Afterwards, that will be built all in our OBS system, and that will be published in our registry. What is our goal with the future of community distributions? We want to make open source more public. So users and customers of IBMC and Linux One systems can use Linux and Kubernetes platforms for free. They are not forced to use any special product. We did a good start. OpenSUSE, Fedora and Debian are running on S390X. We have got our first stable release, and we can give our users access to open source container images. We have to do that. Afterwards, all free Kubernetes distributions can be used on mainframes, and we as a Linux community can give the opportunity of more freedom on the mainframe. The collaboration is possible. We are speaking with possible partners, but we can achieve that. Then, at the end, here are the data about our S390X port team. You can find us in the OpenSUSE wiki We are under sea systems. We have got our own OBS project with sea systems. You can speak with us on our mailing list, and you can speak with us on Libera Chat under OpenSUSE Sea Systems. Let's come to the Q&A session.